local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:06, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. Glad to have you along. Three big things top of the stack on our website. Kavanaugh's accuser wants the FBI to investigate before the hearing. Also, could the Hank be demolished? Hank Aaron Stadium, could it be demolished and the land returned to the people that own it, that own the bigger shopping center? And Kim agrees to dismantle the main nuke site if the U.S. will take steps too. Those three big things on the top of the stack at our website, fmtalk1065.com. On the way, we'll check Kelly with headlines. Right now, Kane's got our traffic.
Good morning, everyone. From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, Schillinger and Hit Road now move down the roadway. Still light traffic from Daphne, Spanish Ford across to Bayway, traveling downtown. So far, Mobile Police Department are clear. Pritchard, Saraland, it's a good ride there. Tillman's Corner and Theodore, no delays. Enjoy a West Coast wine pairing dinner at the Trellis Room inside the Battle House Hotel. Teaming up with Alabama Crown to host a five-course, five-wine pairing dinner featuring wines from Juan Christiana Winery from the Napa Valley. Call 338-5441 for reservations. And I'm Kane with the FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated thunderstorms. It will be hot with temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, isolated thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
All right, 73 at FM Talk 106.5, heading for high again in the 90s. More details from Dr. Bill at around 7:35. Right now, let's check headlines with Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Roy Moore has scored a courtroom victory after a circuit court judge rules in his favor to dismiss a lawsuit he filed last July against organizations he claimed worked against his campaign when he ran for the U.S. Senate in that special election in 2017. Judge Albert Johnson ruled in favor of Moore's motion to drop the case. Attorneys for Moore and his wife Kayla sought to dismiss the case in a motion filed September the 7th in Etowah County Circuit Court. The motion asked for the case to be dismissed, quote, without prejudice, a legal disclaimer which would allow the case to be refiled. Now, had the case been dismissed, quote, with prejudice, it could not be refiled. The defendants named in the lawsuit include four men who work with Longleaf Strategies of Montgomery, Highway 31, Super PAC, and Bully Pulpit Interactive, Waterfront Strategies, and Priorities USA, Washington, D.C.-based entities, the suit says, worked with Highway 31 and several other defendants. The lawsuit said that those named ran or contributed to misleading and defamatory commercials that were related to allegations of sexual misconduct against Moore going back nearly 40 years, which Judge Moore and his wife say led to his defeat in that special Senate election last December the 12th. Happening right now, the Alabama Attorney General is investigating the Associate Commissioner of the Alabama Department of Corrections. Grant Culliver is now on administrative leave. The move prompted by written allegations of misconduct, which were filed with the Alabama Department of Corrections office. Culliver is responsible for the daily operations of the state's men's prison. That's according to the website. He began his career as a correctional officer in 1981 and has served as warden at three facilities. He has held his current job since 2015. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
I want to tell you a story about a man named Dave. You know, he worked real hard, and to his family, all he gave. Then one day, he was out shooting in the yard, and wouldn't you know it, up through the ground come a bubbling lard. Sewer line, that is. Stinky stuff, big trouble. Well, first thing you know, old Dave's in deep doo-doo. And the wife said, Dave, now what are you gonna do? Said, Mobile Bay Coins is a place you need to go. So they loaded up the truck and they headed down the road. Mobile Bay Coins, that is. Great deals on jewelry, rare coins, bullion. Well, now it's time to say goodbye to Dave and all his kin. Mobile Bay Coins gets him out of all the trouble that he's in. You're all invited back next week to Government Boulevard. Their super deals are sure to make you a superstar. Mobile Bay Coins. Shop a spell. Y'all come back now, you hear?
Much more than a coin store. 2204 Government Street on Facebook, online at mobilebaycoins.com, or call 251-725-1590.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Cialone with WKRG News 5 this morning. The Mobile Bay Bears are leaving the port city after next year, relocating to the Huntsville area. And 2 years after that, the city could be forced to tear down Hank Aaron Stadium. News 5 has been looking into the contract the city signed with the landowner. It says if the city loses its minor league team and the stadium is vacant for 2 years, the owners can reclaim the property and demand the city pay to demolish and clear the stadium.
If the landlord doesn't want to renegotiate that and he wants his land back, then we have no other choice.
A suspected drunk driver forced a lockdown at a school in Northwest Florida. Officers approached James Poland at a McDonald's in Mary Esther. When asked if he had warrants, authorities say Poland ran out of the restaurant and attempted to jump in at least two cars. Nearby Eliza Jackson Preparatory School was put on lockdown until he was arrested. The Baldwin County Fair underway at the Baldwin County Coliseum and Fairgrounds in Robertsdale. The fair runs through Saturday. I'm Jessica Cialone, WKRG News 5.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
Auburn.
Give to Whitlow. Booby up the middle. Booby scores.
Arkansas.
Auburn pins its ears back.
The Tigers host the Hogs in another Western Division showdown.
Setup steps back to throw on first down. He'll launch it deep down the field. He's got a man, Schwartz. Touchdown!
Coverage begins at 3:30 Saturday on your home for Auburn football.
On your official Auburn football station, FM Talk 106.5.
7:14 and time to check sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by Papa Murphy's.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Auburn senior linebacker Deshaun Davis is the Lott Impact Trophy Player of the Week following his 13-tackle performance against LSU. The Impact Trophy is given annually to a defensive player nationally who has the biggest impact on his team both on and off the field. Leadership is something Deshaun takes personally.
I think being a good leader, you have to know how to lead, you know, a certain person the correct way. So some guys I get in their face, you know, I talk to them, I challenge them. Some guys, you know, you have to, you know, pat them on the back sometimes, and something that's going to come to you, you know, just keep playing, play the next play. And I know how to control my guys. I know how to control my room pretty good. I know how to control a lot of guys on the team. And by control, I mean, like, control their emotions, you know, to get the best out of them.
Davis and the Tigers host Arkansas Saturday night. More on that after this message from Alpha Insurance.
At Alpha Insurance, our goal is to be your MVP, providing you with the most valuable protection. That means saving you money on home, car, and life insurance, and providing championship service from a helpful hometown team. Call Alpha for your insurance needs today, and let us show you why we consistently rank among the top insurance companies in the Southeast for customer satisfaction.
Gus Malzahn and the ninth-ranked Auburn football team take on Arkansas Saturday night. The head coach isn't fazed by the Hogs' 1-2 start under new coach Chad Morris.
You know, I think back in 2013 when I was first took over here, it took three or four games to kind of really get in a rhythm. So we expect to get their best.
Kickoff for the Tigers and Razorbacks is 6:30 Saturday night. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Papa Murphy's understands your busy schedule. Control dinner on your schedule. No waiting for a greasy box of delivery pizza. Turn knob, get pizza. Choose a signature recipe or get creative with fresh meats and veggies. Pile on the pepperoni and cheese or go flat out gourmet. Add Papa Murphy's cookie dough and make it a meal. Seven locations, Airport Boulevard, Hillcrest at Cottage Hill, Daphne, Foley, Sims, and Government at Azalea. Fresh, easy, delicious. Papa Murphy's.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated thunderstorms. It will be hot with temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, isolated thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, perfect start to the day so far. Through Airport, Spring Hill, Moffitt, 65, starting to see traffic build, but accident-free conditions continue from Tillman's Corner and Theodore, 90 in Sweet Town, also Coca-Cola. You've seen some radar in that area. Also the school zones, but the Bayway and the Causeway look good. Now, whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery for your boats at pittsandsons.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thanks, Kane. 718 FM Talk 106.5, online at fmtalk1065.com. Check in with Larry Kirby at LCM. We're always talking about the great trucks that can pull all kinds of stuff. And specifically, you've got a setup for us with a travel trailer. Talk to me about this.
Absolutely. We got a 2015 31-foot travel trailer. It's a bunkhouse, which means they got a master bedroom. They got a couch that pulls out into to sleep and a bunk room in the back to sleep for. It's got an outdoor kitchen, got air conditioning. Electric on, is fully loaded, you know, low retail on, it's like $31,000. We can sell it for under $20,000, so you can take that savings and hook it up with one of our 2500 HD trucks, and you'll still be under retail.
I like that, and you got the whole package for us. All right, okay, we want to come look at that. I mean, for tailgating or going to hunting camp, a lot of people want a camper like that and need a truck to pull it. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We got them both, and we can arrange and finance them.
Okay, can you finance a travel trailer the way you get us the options for vehicles?
Absolutely, we can shop the rates just like a vehicle.
All right, give us directions to come check out the inventory and that travel trailer.
Highway 90 West and Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thank you, Larry.
Thanks.
All right, Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. We'll be down in his neck of the woods here today, Midday Mobile, going live to the Cart Doctor. They're not far from LCM, hanging out down there. I know Jersey Mike's Sandwiches. Going to be there, of course. Check out what's new in the carts from the Cart Doctor. Huge selection. They got the acreage down there with so many of the carts, and we'll be down there today. So, Theodore, folks, if you hadn't had a chance to swing by when we do a live broadcast of Midday Mobile, well, we're live every day, but a on-location broadcast of Midday Mobile, come on by and see us.
Yeah, man, that new Cart Doctor
place out there. Their
They got the inventory.
They could have one of those shows like West Coast Choppers or the custom car shows. That shop there is so cool, and the lot is so big now with all their carts there. One of the coolest places in Mobile.
Yeah, if you're looking for like you go through their inventory, looking for like a cart for the hunting camp, they've got those. But if you're looking for one for riding around the neighborhood, they got that as well. You need it for a job site, they got that as well. And then like you were talking about, they could do all this customized. Yeah. I mean, they got them that look like cars, and they got them logoed up for football teams and everything.
But more importantly, Jersey Mike's will also be there. So they'll be fill sandwiches. Up your stomach and check out all the cool carts.
All right, see us today from noon to 2 at the Cart Doctor. Now let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. When it comes to approval ratings and our lawmakers, numbers are constantly being tallied. And in the case of President Donald Trump, here's what we know. When POTUS took office, he had a net positive approval rating in 38 states. According to the August numbers of this year, the Morning Consult says that number is now 24%. Here in Alabama, the president's net approval rating, which is the difference between those who approve of the job that he's doing versus those who do not, may be down nearly 7 points since he took office, but as a state, we continue to lead most states, giving the third highest approval rating. Alabama ranks the president as 63% when it comes to his approval rating. Wyoming gave the highest rating with 65%, and Washington, D.C. gave the lowest rating of 17%. Be sure to check the mail. There could be a check in there just for you, courtesy of the Federal Trade Commission. More than 430,000 checks totaling some $10 million are being mailed to people who were denied access to their own money when they used popular prepaid debit cards. The money is going to users of NetSpend. They are a provider of reloadable prepaid debit cards for Visa and MasterCard. According to the FTC complaint, many NetSpend customers were unable to access their funds either because the company denied or delayed activation of their card or because they were blocked from using that card. The settlement covers people who purchased NetSpend cards from January 1st, 2010 to August 31st, 2016. If you'd like more information, call the FTC at 1-888-684-4858. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
The enemy is everywhere. The fight is never ending, and yet you must continue the battle against dirt. Now there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems, tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord, Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:23 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Wednesday. It's also Yom Kippur, Day of Atonement, fasting day for adherence to Judaism. They started last night, goes through today. So if they stop by they can't have Jersey Mike's today. Mm-hmm. But I will hold y'all some back until tomorrow. I'll do that for you. Yeah, one of the two that you would call the high holidays, the high holy days on the Jewish calendar. Of course, they're just separated by a week there. You had Rosh Hashanah, and now you have Yom Kippur today. So, Hanukkah actually, even though it gets more attention as a Jewish holiday, if you look at the orthodoxy of what the real high holidays are for Jews, it's Hanukkah's down the list. Yeah. I think it just lines up with when people are in a certain mood, with Christmas and all that coming up. So today Yom Kippur. I saw this story. I saw it last week, and now it's popped back up here. And this is it's one of the things we'll have to talk about in the 8 o'clock hour because this. Well, I'll give you the story, and then you can decide if it makes me mental or not. Teenagers all over the country are joining a movement now to protest against having to stand up in front of their class and give a presentation.
Really?
They say public speaking can make them too anxious.
Oh, my God.
Go back to the lawnmower parent story from earlier. It's supposed to make you anxious. It made us anxious. Your parents were anxious, too, when we had to do it. We didn't like it, but you had to learn to do it. The protest started with a 15-year-old high school student who goes by Lean, L-E-E-N, on Twitter, posted a tweet earlier this month that said, quote, "Stop forcing students to present in front of the class and give them a choice not to," end quote. Her tweet is now at over 500,000 combined retweets and likes.
Come on.
Has more than 138,000 comments on the string, a ton of which are supporting what she's saying.
That's awful.
So they're pushing this movement here for schools to cut out what they call mandatory public speaking because it could be bad for kids' mental health.
So now any time that someone asks you to go outside of your comfort zone, it's harassment now.
Yeah,
you are harassing me to try to get me to come out of my comfort zone.
It makes us feel anxious. It made your parents feel anxious, too. Okay, public speaking is one of those things that makes lots of people feel anxious. That doesn't mean, you know what? I didn't want to run laps in PE either.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you would have quizzed like a 14-year-old Sean Sullivan and said, "Hey, y'all are running laps today in PE before you get to play battle ball or something," I'd say that makes me feel anxious.
And if you had a Twitter back then, you could probably start a movement with a bunch of other kids that are the same age that also don't want to run laps when you're all wrong.
Right.
Every single one of you.
Like we'd start the first day of August when we start football practice in Alabama. I was feeling anxious in the days before that because I didn't want to go do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted to play football, but I like, all that practice and the heat makes me feel anxious.
Now, I know the argument, when they have you doing calculus or some of these advanced math things, I was one of those kids that was like, I'm never going to use this. But speaking in front of the class, that is one of the things that school teaches you that you will absolutely need for the rest of your life. And maybe you're not going to get up in front of people and give presentations
Maybe you will.
You likely will have to at a work meeting give a presentation. But it helps in other instances. Like if you need to get a job,
there's that
interview in front of people you don't know.
Right.
Guess what? You're going to be anxious going into that job interview. This will help you if you speak in front of the class.
It's a movement. Yeah, it is ridiculous. It's a 500,000 combined retweets and likes. Now, of course, that could be globally. That could be, it doesn't mean that the overwhelming percentage of students in any given town or city think that way. I don't know. But this idea that they want to take it away because it makes them feel anxious, I think the parents, our job is to say, of course it makes you feel anxious.
Yeah.
It made us feel anxious. You have to get over it. You have to learn to exercise that that anxiousness out of your head and just do the thing.
I guess this shouldn't be surprising with all the stories we've had heard about college test takers who need tests delayed if the slightest thing goes wrong in their life, or even if it's not gone wrong. They just say tests make them anxious, so we shouldn't.
Of course they make you anxious. That's what they're supposed to do. There's only a few weirdos like me that love the test portion.
Uh-huh.
I was always the backwards kids. I was like, I like that. Can we just take tests and not have class?
Yeah.
And it's like, no.
It's really a slight to people that actually have real anxiety. People that have actual medical anxiety where a doctor will say, yes, you have a problem.
Versus, I just don't want to do it.
Yeah, there's a big difference in those types of anxiety.
So there you go. That's what's trending out there. We'll talk about that a little bit. But yeah, a movement afoot, or at least the attempted movement afoot, to keep children from having to present in front of the class because it makes them feel anxious. Sweethearts. All right, 728 FM Talk 106.5. Dr. Bill will present in front of the class. He'll have our weather coming up at 7:35. Also, we'll check in with News 5 in just a second. And then the 8 o'clock hour, Jeff Poor joins us. Lots to talk about out of Washington with him. It's all coming up right here on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The National Federation of Independent Business called Republican Governor Kay Ivey the, quote, clear choice for Alabama's small businesses. The Alabama Political Action Committee officially endorsed Ivey's campaign Tuesday, noting Ivey is pro-business and against higher taxes. Meanwhile, Ivey's Democratic challenger, Walt Maddox, has been endorsed by a prominent labor group, Alabama AFL-CIO. Election is November 6th. A man accused of beating a two-year-old boy to death was in court briefly Tuesday. Willie Burton was scheduled for a preliminary hearing. Instead, his attorney waived that hearing. He said to spare the roughly two dozen family members in the courtroom from having to hear upsetting and graphic testimony. Prosecutors believe Burton beat the two-year-old as punishment when the boy didn't sit on the toilet. A News 5 update, investigators believe they know who the man is that was caught on camera peeping into homes in a Sims neighborhood. Authorities say the man was spotted looking into at least three homes on Downing Street and Winston Drive last week. Middle County Sheriff's Office plans to interview the man. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Double rebates. That's right, double rebates. Up to $400 off, now available at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes on all Liberty Colonial models and up. Unbelievable savings on clearance models with instant cash rebates, free accessories, up to $150, free ground floor delivery up to 50 miles, and 0% interest with approved credit. Now's the time to save on a Liberty Safe at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. The best and largest selection of safes on the Gulf Coast. Own peace of mind. Own a Liberty Safe from Mike Ward's. That's exit 5B, Moffitt and I-65 in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
Anita Hill, who accused Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas of sexual harassment during his confirmation process, says the Senate Judiciary Committee would be holding a sham hearing next week without an FBI investigation. Hill says investigating Christine Blasey Ford's sexual assault allegation against current Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh would provide the proper framework.
A neutral investigation that can pull together the facts, create a record so that the senators can draw on the information they receive to develop their question.
Ford's attorney says Ford will not appear before the committee until the FBI looks into her claims. Two South Carolina mental health patients are dead after the sheriff's office van they were in was swept off the road by floodwater. Sheriff's deputies had been taking the women to hospitals near Myrtle Beach. The woman who helped kidnapped young Elizabeth Smart in 2002 is expected to be released from federal prison today. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. According to the ACLU, Facebook is allowing job ads on its platform that exclude women. In a complaint filed with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, the ACLU lists 10 employers that it claims have placed ads on Facebook that violate federal and state discrimination laws. The CEO of Denmark's largest lender, Danske Bank, announced his resignation today as the institution said it was unable to determine how much money was laundered through its Estonian branch. The announcement came days after the Wall Street Journal reported that Danish investigators are probing transactions of up to $150 billion from companies with ties to Russia and the former Soviet Union that moved through Danske Bank's Estonian branch between 2007 and 2015. Michael Jordan is pitching in to help hurricane relief in North Carolina. The former NBA star and owner of the Charlotte Hornets has donated $2 million to help residents recover from Hurricane Florence. On Wall Street, futures are little changed. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Good morning, everyone, for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department now on scene at Airport in Bel Air. Also, we've got another one there at Greenlot and Leroy Stevens. Both of those going to be without entries. As the school zones have been busy again, the next 30 minutes, you definitely want to watch your speed. A lot of radar along Airport, Cottage Hill, Government, and Old Shell. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less with no cost, two-year, 25,000-mile maintenance. See their inventory at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 7:35 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
We were saying last hour, it felt a little bit cooler out there this morning. Well, maybe a little less hot this morning. And you said, yeah, by a degree or so. Fantastic.
Yeah, and we got up to 96 yesterday. I think that's about 4 days in a row. And but yesterday's temperature tied a record for the date set back in 2005. But we're going to be up around 95 degrees today, and just a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. For the most part, we should have mostly sunny skies, and that heat index, well, it could be as high as 105 this afternoon. Now, tonight, we'll see a low around 74, 75 under mostly clear skies. And then tomorrow, another mostly sunny day with a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, and I expect temperatures at least into the lower 90s. As for the rest of the week, Friday should be partly cloudy, a few afternoon thunderstorms, a high of 92. And then the weekend, we gradually see our temperatures start to drop back to normal. Normal is 87 degrees. We'll be near 90 on Saturday with a few afternoon thunderstorms. And then upper 80s with scattered afternoon thunderstorms on Sunday. But for most of the time, for Saturday and Sunday, skies will be mostly sunny. So looks like a typical weekend for mid-September.
All right. What about, and by the way, too, we got the Baldwin County Fair kicked off in next 4 days, so some okay late summer weather here. What about the folks in the Carolinas? Because you were telling us, you know, watch for the second part of the storm would be the flooding. And my gosh, the video coming out of there, Dr. Bill, they are dealing with some pretty epic flooding.
Well, we could see that this is going to be a major, major disaster, and especially when all the water starts to come down out of the Appalachians, and that's what I call round two here, is all of that water now flooding areas down the coast. And this should reach a peak now, probably, well, today, tomorrow, or Friday. Is when all that water should reach its peak. So it's an incredible storm, and there's even some flooding up in the central Appalachians where that system produced quite a bit of rain before it finally moved off the eastern seaboard.
What about elsewhere in the tropics, Dr. Bill? What are you watching?
Still have a named storm out in the eastern Atlantic, Joyce. It's just a tropical depression. It's hardly moved over the last few days, and all indications are that conditions are going to remain unfavorable there for any intensification, but it's still there. And right now, halfway between the Caribbean and the coast of Africa, we do have a tropical wave. It has the potential of developing, although conditions are not favorable at this time, or to become a named storm, but we'll be watching that for a while. It's moving in a west-northwest direction.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast 24/7. Of course, a eye on tropical weather the whole hurricane season long. 738 FM Talk 106.5. Give you a heads up. Today, maybe tomorrow, every Monday through Thursday at the Causeway location of the original Oyster House from 5 to 7 p.m., you get $6.99 apps and dollar-off drafts. Details on their website and their Facebook page. But, yes, so it's 5 to 7 p.m. It's Monday through Thursday. Go out there and get the discount on the beers you want and the appetizer you want, and you could do that. And then transition from there into dinner time. You could just do have a beverage and have an appetizer and call it a night. Either way, check out those great deals happening at the Causeway location of the original Oyster House tonight. Coming right back, we'll check headlines with Kelly.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marsden, I discuss developing and enhancing your business's reputation with public relations expert Kenan Phillips. More after this message from Roberts Brothers. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
Ken and Phillips has worked with companies who do all their business within one zip code to international conglomerates after the BP oil spill. Reputation management in the era of social media has created opportunities to enhance who you are as a business, as well as vulnerabilities for businesses who don't react to problems quickly or appropriately. Kenan insists on truth, sincerity, and transparency from his clients. And I ask him if these values still matter or has the Trump White House changed what we're willing to accept? Listen Wednesday, 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
7:40 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. I get a lot of texts from y'all about that movement that the kids don't want to go present in front of the class because it makes them feel anxious. Crypto Marine says, I was anxious when I was younger when I had to ask a girl if she would go out with me or go to the dance. They should have been made to go out with me without me having to ask because I was made anxious. We went through the same thing, man. 7:41, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Great news report and instant update on our Tuesday headline. As we now know, a 79-year-old woman who was missing has been found safe. She was reported missing in Baldwin County on Monday. The Alberta Fire Department said 79-year-old Jackie Barron was last seen near her home at the corner of Oak Street and Alabama Street, and she suffered from dementia. But once again, great news. Ms. Barron was located safe on Tuesday. And an inmate who escaped from his work release program, he is now back behind bars. This is also an update to a story we told you about on Tuesday. George McCluskey, he escaped from the Loxley Community Work Release Center when he walked off his job site last Sunday. Now, once he was recaptured, the 38-year-old was booked into the Escambia County, Florida, jail. McCluskey was 13 years into a 15-year sentence for a burglary conviction in Limestone County, Alabama, and is expected to see even more time now tacked on thanks to his escape from his work release program. Looking ahead to next month, if you love lunch and you love free food, this deal is just for you. Chronic Tacos is celebrating National Taco Day and giving away a free taco 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on October the 4th. Here's how it works. You must follow Chronic Tacos on Instagram or Facebook, and that's where you'll receive the code word. That code word will be announced the day before the event on October the 3rd. And that code word must be presented at the time of purchase. There are locations in Vestavia Hills and the shops at Palm Point in Orange Beach. Chronic Tacos serves fresh Mexican cuisine, which customers can customize, and that includes tacos, burritos, bowl-ritos, and more. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Friday morning at 8, it's Football Friday with Phil Savage, presented by Boyd's Royal Knight, Government Boulevard in Mobile, featuring $8 weekday lunch specials. All the football you can handle. Football Friday on FM Talk 106.5.
I'm Dr. Brian Heller with Southern Cancer Center. I'm often asked how I got into the field of oncology. In medical school, I wasn't sure what kind of doctor I wanted to be until that first day on a rotation in the cancer ward. I met a young girl with leukemia who had a huge impact on me. After that, I met another cancer patient and then another. I had never before experienced interacting with patients on such a deep level. That's when I knew I wanted to take care of patients with cancer. At Southern Cancer Center, I also want to take care of you. I want to navigate you from patient to survivor.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Cialone with WKRG News 5 this morning. The Mobile Bay Bears are leaving the port city after next year, relocating to the Huntsville area. And 2 years after that, the city could be forced to tear down Hank Aaron Stadium. News 5 has been looking into the contract the city signed with the landowner. It says if the city loses its minor league team and the stadium is vacant for 2 years, the owners can reclaim the property and demand the city pay to demolish and clear the stadium.
If the landlord doesn't want to renegotiate that and he wants his land back, then we have no other choice.
A suspected drunk driver forced a lockdown at a school in Northwest Florida. Officers approached James Poland at a McDonald's in Mary Esther. When asked if he had warrants, authorities say Poland ran out of the restaurant and attempted to jump in at least two cars. Nearby Eliza Jackson Preparatory School was put on lockdown until he was arrested. The Baldwin County Fair underway at the Baldwin County Coliseum and Fairgrounds in Robertsdale. The fair runs through Saturday. I'm Jessica Cialone, WKRG News 5.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, quarter till 8 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In Major League Baseball, we're less than 2 weeks from the end of the regular season. There's currently one really close division race in the National League West, and the wild card race in the National League is far from settled. Last night, the Atlanta Braves fell to St. Louis 8-1. Paul DeJong had a two-run homer in the fourth to give the Cardinals the lead.
And DeJong with a drive into left center. Acuna back. At the wall, it's gone! He's done it again! Paul DeJong with a two-run homer.
Braves have now lost four games in a row after a six-game win streak. Philadelphia scored five runs in the sixth inning, and they beat the New York Mets 5-2, and Washington beat Miami 4-2. That means the Braves' lead in the NL East is now down to 5.5 games. Their magic number for clinching the division for the first time in 5 years is 7 games. In that close race for the National League West, the Los Angeles Dodgers beat the Colorado Rockies 3-2 on a 10th-inning walk-off homer by Chris Taylor.
Fly ball to left center field. Way into the night to end the night.
Dodgers starter Clayton Kershaw gave up 2 runs and 3 hits in 7 innings on the mound. Dodgers now lead the division over the Rockies by 1.5 games. They'll meet again tonight in Los Angeles at 9 p.m. In other games, the New York Yankees beat the Boston Red Sox 3-2 thanks to a 3-run bomb from Neil Walker.
That one's drilled deep to right.
Red Sox still have a very comfortable lead in that division race, but the Yankees have a comfortable spot in the wild card, basically locked up. Javier Baez hit his 33rd home run of the year, and the Chicago Cubs beat Arizona 9-1. Cincinnati got a win over Milwaukee 3-1. Cleveland pitcher Corey Kluber struck out 11, and the Indians beat the White Sox 5-3. Baltimore lost again, the 108th time that's happened this season, this time to Toronto 6-4. Tampa crushed Texas 15-4. Minnesota beat Detroit 5-3. Houston shut out Seattle 7-0, and Mike Trout hit his 35th home run as the LA Angels beat Oakland 9-7. In NFL news, Tampa Bay quarterback Jameis Winston is already serving a 3-game suspension. Now he faces a lawsuit filed by the female Uber driver who accused Winston of groping her during a ride in her vehicle. The lawsuit alleges that while waiting in the drive-thru line of a restaurant in Scottsdale, Arizona, in March of 2016, Winston was belligerent and groped the plaintiff, who is identified as Kate P. in the lawsuit. An 8-month NFL investigation concluded that Winston engaged in detrimental conduct that night by, quote, touching the driver in an inappropriate and sexual manner without her consent, and that disciplinary action was necessary and appropriate. The plaintiff seeking damages in excess of $75,000, suspension already costing Winston $124,000 in game checks. He's set to return from his suspension next week. And a cool story from one of the greats, North Carolina and NBA legend Michael Jordan is donating $2 million to the relief and recovery efforts following Hurricane Florence. Jordan's contributing $1 million each to the American Red Cross and the Foundation for the Carolinas Hurricane Florence Response Fund. There are 34 reported deaths from the storm, 26 of those in North Carolina alone. Jordan's also part owner of the NBA's Charlotte Hornets. The Hornets and sportswear company Fanatics teamed up to design a t-shirt for fundraising efforts. The shirt features the Hornets logo in the middle of the states of North and South Carolina, surrounded by the words Carolina Strong. And 100% of the net proceeds from those shirt sales will go to the Foundation for the Carolinas Hurricane Florence Response Fund. 7:48 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Don't forget, Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 till 7 p.m. featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department on the scene there at Airport and Bel Air Boulevard. It's going to be right by the mall. Greenlight Leroy Stevens also got another accident they're clearing. 3 knots to McDonald Road. That's a new accident. And they've got one also just west of the Eastern Shore Center on 31 by the light, heading over to Spanish Fort. Football and pizza is something special at Papa Murphy's. The biggest, baddest pizza is now on sale. The 5-meat stuffed pizza is just $12. This is football pizza. Make any day a game day with pizza at Papa Murphy's. And I'm Kane with your F and Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated thunderstorms. It will be hot with temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, isolated thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
War Eagle Auburn fans, this is Bo Megginson. Excited to be bringing you the Auburn Tiger Radio program every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5. Not only is it going to be an exciting season with the Tigers taking on the toughest, most demanding schedule in the country, but we'll also be coming to you from Nexus Cinema Dining off Cody Road just south of Greeley at 770 Bruns Drive. It'll be an exciting time all year long with great food, great drinks, and great Auburn football talk here on FM Talk 106.5 with your Auburn Tiger radio program.
7:51 FM Talk 106.5 and Nexus Cinema tonight. That's where the Auburn Tiger radio show will be. You were out there yesterday getting things set up, but you've been there on the cinema side a couple times, right?
Yeah, I have been. I got out there basically right when they opened, watched the Star Wars movie that came out.
Cool.
A while back. There's been, I think, two since then. I saw both, actually, at Nexus Cinema.
Okay.
It's a really cool setup, so if you haven't done it before...
Yeah, describe it to me, like I have not.
A lot different from your usual theater, usual movie theater. You actually, for this, you should probably order tickets early. You don't just show up. I mean, you can at times,
right?
But there are two cinemas there in Nexus Cinema Dining. Two places
so
to watch
two movies going.
That's correct. And you can either get in a recliner or you can sit at one of the tables.
How about that?
And the recliners are super comfortable, and they actually have a tablet right next to you. Each recliner has one. Each spot on the table has one. And you order your drinks, you order your food from that, and Nexus servers come during the movie. They don't interrupt anyone. They don't get in your way.
Right.
But they'll deliver your food and your drinks to you, and you can still get popcorn there. You can still get the whole theater experience, but the sound, the quality of the movies is just outstanding. I've been to several movies there, but they also have a sports bar right outside of the cinema, and that's where we'll be tonight. We'll be on the second level. Tons of TVs in there. We'll have the show going through the speakers. Antonio Coleman will be there. Bo Megginson will be on the air. It's going to be a great time talking Auburn football.
Yeah, it's good. I can't wait to come out because I have not seen this before, and it's on my to-do list, and you got me convinced. So I'll come out tonight for the show, check out the sports bar, maybe poke my head in and say, look at the movie theater.
And really quickly, one cool thing they've been doing is showing college football games on the big screens.
That's awesome.
They advertise which games they're showing, but they've shown Alabama, Auburn, and South Alabama games this year. I know they're showing Alabama this weekend, but it's really cool. You can watch the games on a big screen, and you're going to be with like-minded fans who come in to watch Bama or Auburn or South Alabama, and you get the full experience that way too.
All right, good deal. We'll see y'all out there tonight. It's off Cody Road. You can just Google it and see it, and we'll talk more about this during the midday show today as well. Speaking of which, midday show on the road out at the Cart Doctor today starting at noon. 7:53, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. When a population in the city continues to boom, it needs to have more space to support its public works department. And that's why the city of Orange Beach has purchased more land in the city. A new middle and high school is going up at the former wastewater treatment site, which means the public works department needs more space. The city purchased nearly 60 acres of land on Powerline Road for about $2 million. Along with celebrating this new purchase, the city is celebrating the first new school built in Baldwin County in 10 years. Both middle and high school students will attend. The school is 130,000
square feet and will be ready for 7th and 8th grade students at the beginning of the 2019 school year. If you need a job, a nationwide restaurant franchisee, GPS Hospitality, is holding a job fair today at its Burger King and Popeyes Louisiana Kitchen locations nationwide. GPS Hospitality is looking to hire about 1,700 people, as according to the website, and 100 of those jobs are right here in the Mobile area. Participating restaurants will hold open interview sessions from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. this morning, and then 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. No appointment is necessary. The locations include Bay Minette, Daphne, Fairhope, Foley, Grove Hill, Gulf Shores, Livingston, Loxley, Mobile, Northport, Saraland, Theodore, Tuscaloosa, Thomasville, and Robertsdale. And locations in Pensacola are also taking part. According to information provided by GPS, the company is filling both entry-level and management positions. For more information, go to gpshospitality.com. They say they've hired more than 1,000 people at last year's job fair. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:55, FM Talk 106.5. Coming up next hour, Jeff Poore joins us to talk about the what he calls last-ditch gamble for the Democrats here with the Kavanaugh drama. We'll get into that. As Monday was supposed to be, it was supposed to be when testimony would happen, and it would be, the fourth time that Kavanaugh would have to be answering questions, but now that may be off. We'll get the details coming up with Jeff in just about 10 minutes, so stay close for that. And yeah, thank you for bringing some logic into the mix here, too, as we've talked about this movement out there of children who do not want to speak in front of class because it makes them feel anxious. As I pointed out, it is supposed to make you feel anxious. It made your parents feel anxious. It's called growing as a person and learning to do things you don't want to do.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there were very few weirdos that said, "All right, I get to present in front of the class." And most people are like, "Yeah, I don't want to do this," but you have to do it. You learn and you grow.
Yeah. And, you know, you're going to use that later in life.
Yes.
You're going to use public speaking, and it's just part of, just like puberty, it's part of growing up.
That's
right.
You're
going to go through some uncomfortable experiences, and you'll never grow unless you go through those.
Good point. But Travis says, here's the logic. He said, how do these kids think they are going to be prepared for a public protest if they can't even stand up and say a few words to their classmates? We're doomed as a future society if these guys are calling the shots in our country. Listen, it's not all kids. I mean, there's, you know, they said there were some 500,000, you know, tweets or likes or retweets out there, but that's globally. I mean, I don't think that means every student out there says we shouldn't be made to present in front of the class. I mean, if you were given the option back then, that I probably would have chosen the same thing. I said, no, I'd rather not do it. But that's the job of the school to say, but you are. Yeah. If you want to pass the course, you are going to do this. All right, coming up, Jeff Poore, plus your calls, lots to talk about next hour, plus Bert and Ernie.
Yes, we have to talk Bert and Ernie.
Bert and Ernie, they are not gay. Who knew?
What?
Yeah, well, at least that's what Sesame Street says. All right, we'll talk about that.